I think the league is growing, it's changing, evolving, if you will, as well. And rosters are built in some ways maybe a little bit different than they used to be built. And schematics have changed a little bit as well. So I think with that, you're seeing the game change then as well.
Sean McDermott, big story in the NFL about defense and how defense is being played. And I enjoy this conversation quite a bit. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. I like it a lot because it's like there's the chess match of offense versus defense is happening in real time. And there's a conversation about a sea change, how running the ball is the thing and the return of the run game. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the more interesting things about this happening, as we watch it happen in real time, Joe, is how you say it determines how you perceive it. And what I mean by that is, if you just say, like, running the ball's back, I mean, if these cover two shells, and there's a lot more specific ways to say it than that, than blanket statements. I mean, running the ball's back, that you should run it. A lot of these teams are running it more. The Bills are more run heavy. That's okay. The whole league is, you know, mm-hmm. and that's true. But one way I think that can change the way you look at it if you want to be ahead of the curve, right? Because the curve is now back towards running more.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get ahead of that? You find answers to what the defenses are doing. And Kevin Cole from the Unexpected Points podcast, he's got a couple things on this that I find interesting. Not that he's pushing back against the idea that this is happening in the NFL, but more so what it really means. And what I gather from it is simply this. Do you remember the game when the Bills played the Chiefs during COVID here? And the Bills played a type of defense was, we dare you to run it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's 4 years ago now?
Yes. Yeah. The entire league is now doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We dare you to run it. Now, get to the next part of the question. Why? Answer. Because defensive coordinators are smart too. And we can sit here and talk about the analytics of expected points added, blah, 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 blah. What have defenses figured out? The same things that offenses figured out. Gave you the stats earlier in the year as the Bills are looking for explosive plays. We need explosive plays. You're 10 times more likely to score points on a drive with an explosive play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a defensive coordinator. Oh, is that right? 10 times more likely? So I'm 10 times more likely to keep you off the board if I don't give up an explosive play?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to cover the pass.
Mm-hmm. And the deep pass, maybe,
yes,
in particular.
Yeah. I'm going to make you dink and dunk me all the way down the field.
Yeah.
And if I can take it a little farther, okay, if now everybody does that, if everybody has decided the best way to play defense is to not give up explosive plays, forget about, you don't have to stop the run, you invite the run.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 5 years, how are teams running the ball? A little bit better, unless you remove quarterback runs, and then it's about the same. Running backs are running for about the same as they did 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could go...
So you're actually paying almost less attention to the run, but you're actually doing just as good of a job at stopping.
You're inviting it.
The running back running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're inviting it. You're less afraid of an explosive play in the run game. And teams are saying, like, okay, I mean, I'll take these yards. And going back all the way to the beginning, which was the Bills' plan against the Chiefs that day, the plan was, let's keep it close. We don't think we can stop him passing the ball. Let's see what happens if we invite them to run the ball. And after that game, a game the Bills lost, it was treated a little bit like a success. They kept the Chiefs to a low number of points and stayed in the game. And if you're playing the Bills, what are you trying to do? Let's have them hand the ball off a lot. I don't want Josh Allen touching the ball. When the Bills played the Chiefs in the playoff game, right? What was it? It was them asking the Bills to go 13 plays, 15 plays, 17 plays.
Mm-hmm.
You are playing defense now the way the Bills have played defense for 7 years, which is, if you're going to score on us, it's going to take you 12 plays.
Mm-hmm.
And you're either going to make a mistake, we're going to get to your quarterback, there's going to be a penalty, you're not beating us with an explosive. So it's kind of interesting how this is all going. Now, the unstoppable force against the immovable object. The Bills are better than anybody in the last 7 years in passing efficiency, defense. They stop teams. In comes Jacksonville, 0-2. You mentioned this probably last week.
Yep.
Jacksonville, number one in the NFL in explosive play rate.
Yep.
Wait till they play the Bills. What would you anticipate happens?
I think it's going to be in the bottom? Is it going to be in the bottom 10 by next week?
Are they going to get their explosive plays against the Bills? No one gets explosive plays against the Bills in like 7 years.
Right. They really were on the forefront of this. That's not a stretch, right?
No, like, no. Nickel defense all the time.
Nickel defense at every play, like never running three linebackers out there.
Yeah.
Even the day they showed up, they weren't doing that.
Nickel as your base, and maybe we get hit with a run occasionally, but we are going to bet that it won't work for you. And they have been right the whole time.
Right. Because it's just you don't even remember big plays. Like passes. At least passes over the top. You can remember some yak plays.
You can remember some run plays.
Yeah, and run plays.
Don't they have more? Can you look this up? Do they have more 50-yard runs against than 50-yard passes against?
Oh, I think they definitely
do. The number's got to be close.
I think they definitely do. I mean, Brees Hall had one last year, right?
Derrick Henry had one. Delvin Cook had one. Achane had one. Damian Harris had one.
You said the Delvin Cook one? That was like an 80-yard touchdown run.
If you want to make it 50, make it 50. Make it 60, make it 60. But
even what are the pass plays that I think of that come to mind is like giant pass. I remember one Jalen Waddle play. One Jalen Waddle play.
I remember an A.J. Green play in Trey's rookie year.
Okay, that's a million years
ago. Right,
I was going to say like Tyreek Hill in the playoffs, but those are 10-yard passes that he just runs away from everybody.
Yeah.
And he only has maybe two of them in like 10 meetings against the Bills, really. So, I'll look, but I guarantee you that there are going to be more big runs than there are passes.
More on this in a minute. I want to ask Sal about this at the top of the hour, too, because if you go far enough down this rabbit hole, a phrase comes to mind that I want to ask about for football, and that is neutral zone trap. You remember that, hockey fans?
Yep.
It ruined the sport.
Yeah. The dead puck era was because of that.
Yeah. They figured out a way to, like, you know what? Forget it. Traffic in front.
Yep.
Let's kill this sport offensively. And that's not exactly what's happening here, but played out long enough. It's the shift. Is it not the shift?
It's,
we are going to bet where you're going to hit the ball, and we're going to put the guys where you hit the ball. This is defenses placing a bet. You will want to run it because we will give you run looks.
Right.
You have to run into this. You're going to want to run into this.
That, though, I mean, the hockey one made it unwatchable. Is that what's happening in football?
No.
Is watchability... Last week wasn't great football, right? Sunday, I watched a lot of football on Sunday. It was fine, right? Like, but there wasn't a lot of scoring. There wasn't a lot of big point totals. There was a lot of bad quarterbacking, too, which is a part of this, right?
Yep.
There's a lot of bad football.
I think that's another big part of it.
The NFL, though, is also very, I feel like, proactive on stuff like this, right? Like, if scoring goes way down, the league does something. Right? By next year's owners' meetings, they are changing rules if it were to go way down.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fun to watch the back and forth, but to treat, instead of just saying, oh, running is back, what's happened, I think, is defenses are saying, we would like you to run it, please. And that's different. Yes, that's running is back. That is a little different. We'll get some calls in here. 803-0550. If you have a thought on this, 1-888-550-2550. Gina in Delaware. Gina, on a Thursday, not a Friday call? We're honored to have you a day early.
No, I'm honored for y'all to take me because I'm sure the Bills Mafia is quite tired of hearing me call in all the time. But what I'm trying to say is this. Yes, I'm so nervous, guys. I'm nervous. Okay, I've got questions for you. Number one, where's your Woosaw meter on Monday? Because mine is... Okay, it's a Jacksonville team coming in. Trevor Lawrence, man, he's hungry. It's Monday Night Football, big stage. You know, they want to upset us. They want to mix up our woosah. Okay, so there's my answer to your what the question is. My woosah meter is maybe like halfway. So I want to know that answer to you. Then the second question I have is, what team are you concerned about this year? Is there any team that we're playing on our schedule that you guys are like, nah, we got this? Because this was our reset year? Really? Question mark? Like, oh my God, everybody's eating, we're doing well, we got this good momentum going. Like, I'm super excited. I was cautious when the season started because of what we had in front of us, as I said earlier. But now look at us, guys, okay? But let's just keep one thing in mind. I want to make sure we have our piece of humble pie ready. Because at some point, guys, We got to have that piece of pie ready. I don't know when that piece of pie has got to be eaten,
yep.
But I'm ready to ride this train, and I'm ready to say Bills by a billion, baby, because I ain't worrying about anybody.
All right.
So let's have a good week, and let's go, Bills.
Thanks, Gina.
Thanks, Gina.
I don't think this is a trap game, because I think Jacksonville is plenty accomplished. They're kind of, I think they're poorly coached.
That is, Joe Marino yesterday, I asked him about the Jaguars, and he got right into it is situational football for them. And that he even went as far as to say, like, I think everything just kind of fell right for him when he made the Super Bowl and won it.
Peterson?
Like, Peterson does not have things buttoned up, and the Jaguars probably don't have a very good coach right now.
So
they've lost 7 of 8.
Right. I mean, it's really fallen apart for them.
Lawrence has lost 7 in a row. The one game they won, he didn't even play.
That's right, C.J. Beathard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, on this point about the Jaguars, like, their game against Cleveland, red zone is killing them. The Bills are tied for 4th in red zone, the Jaguars in 18th. Last week against the Browns, they had a 1st and goal at the 2 and came away with 3 points from the 2. They got another trip to the red zone and missed a field goal. They got another trip to the red zone inside the 10, like a 2nd and goal or 2nd and 2 wing type. They came away with a field goal. 3 trips to the 15-yard line, and they got 6 points against the Browns, who are a good defense. I think they're a pretty good defense. So, I mean, I if the Bills were to lose this game, I would not be stunned, and I would not be brought off of any sort of, well, I guess it was all a mirage. I mean, last year's Bills team lost 6 games. The best Bills teams,
including games that were weird that you would have never predicted they lost.
The best Bills teams of the last 5-6 years, what's the fewest amount of games they lost? Is it 6? They always find a way to lose a couple of games here and there. The 13 seconds here, they're
were they
7-6? You know, so you're going to have your losses in there. It's a long season. And Jacksonville has enough teeth for me. What kind of team would I be worried about? I want to see this team against a really good defense when the game script doesn't go right for them. You know, Arizona does not have a good defense. In Miami, the game script went horribly for the Dolphins' defense. They had to defend short fields twice. They gave a pick six. I mean, the Bills had their day running the ball, and that's fine. But we'll see how they do against a better defense when maybe they get tested, maybe Allen gets pressured, maybe the receivers aren't creating separation in the same way. So when you ask, who do I want to see them against? You know, that might be Jacksonville, whose defense looks like it's okay.
On your losses point real quick, there's a bit of a trend here, though, with the Bills.
They always lose early.
Starting at 2019 and working your way to present day, their losses by year, 6-3, 6-3, 6.
Okay, it's a three-loss year.
It's a three-loss year.
Lock it in.
They go every other.
Perfect.
When we come back also, I've got the answer on those big plays against the Bills. It's almost right on the mark for what we talked about.
What we're saying?
The 10 longest plays against McDermott's defense.
All right.